John Doe, along with Exene Cervenka, founded the seminal 70s Los Angeles punk rock band X. After both the band and their marriage dissolved in the late 80s, Doe launched a solo recording and acting career. Among other roles, he co-starred for a season on the WB TV series Roswell. Doe's new solo album, called Forever Hasn't Happened Yet, features appearances from Exene and other mainstays of L.A. punk-era music, such as the Blasters' Dave Alvin. But rock critic Ken Tucker says it's not an album mired down in the past.
Forever Hasn't Happened Yet is a collection of songs that coheres around the idea that hitting 50 years old is a good time to take stock of your life and keep on making music. When he started the band X in the 70s, John Doe's voice always stood out for its tunefulness, a high, lonesome tenor that could sing country and pop, as well as the harsher punk rock he and his then-wife Exene were producing. Doe turns into the most touching, delicate sort of crooner on this bit of dreamy, sad music called Your Parade.
All I see is a blue sky. Don't know why I'm feeling sad about you. Sad about you.
John Doe and his ex, Exene, briefly reunite here, having written a rambunctious version of their spiky punk rock with the song Highway 5. But Doe doesn't sing on it with Exene. It's as though they still can't quite bring themselves to be in the same room, reliving any aspect of the past. That, too, is part of middle age, either facing down or avoiding one's past. And so he sings their composition with the vocalist Nico Case. But the sweet-sour harmonies reverberate with our memories of X at their most pungent anyway. John Doe has said that the music here is, quote, not punk rock, but it uses all the same ingredients: sex, drugs, death, loss, longing, and alienation. These are certainly some of the subjects of Ready, the title referring, as I hear it, to being ready to die.
It was black, it was always black, and no one really gave two craps. It was skinny, and it was always dark. No one ever thought
those things, there are friends, and then there are friends. Most times hard to tell where one ends and one begins. Johnny's dead and I know why. Stuck a needle in his eye. Johnny's dead but I couldn't cry, 'cause Johnny won't sing.
John Doe cut Forever Hasn't Happened Yet in 2 weeks. He mentions the blues and country music as inspirations both musical and methodical. That is, recording frequently done with simplicity and quickness. The idea is to capture the mood of a song before self-consciousness sets in. To bash it out. To get it down before the itch for perfection obliterates spontaneity. In the end, all the film and TV acting Doe has done in recent years, and perhaps for years before that in watching certain dark films, gives this album a moodiness, a feeling of preordained doom. Doe speaks of himself as the losing kind, the sort of phrase that could have escaped from a 50s B-movie about greasers or hoods rumbling into town. In this case, he's rumbled into an album that's worth sticking around for a while and reliving along with him.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed John Doe's new album, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet.